the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Coast to coast, crowds gathered yesterday in cities big and small for No Kings rallies, protesting against the Trump administration.
Amid claims from the White House that the projected millions gathered in protest this weekend are made up of Antifa or paid protesters, demonstrators in downtown Chicago tell us exactly who they are and why they came out.
So I am a teacher. I teach kindergarten, some here legally, some here not. I'm out here for them.
I work at a warehouse and I'm a veteran. You know, we're America. We can say what we want.
Many of these regular people heard about the protest by word of mouth or from flyers circulating online.
If these are paid protesters, somebody's going to be out of a lot of money.
Brandon Eisen for CBS News Chicago.
The BBC's Jason Kay has the latest on the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas.
The U.S. says it has what it calls credible evidence that Hamas is preparing to break the ceasefire deal by carrying out an imminent attack against civilians in Gaza. The U.S. State Department said unspecified measures would be taken to protect the people of Gaza and preserve the integrity of the ceasefire.
In a statement, Hamas rejected the claims, calling the allegations baseless. Another U.S. military strike in the Caribbean. President Trump posted on social media, quote, "It was my great honor to destroy a very large drug-carrying submarine."
The president also said U.S. intelligence confirmed the vessel was carrying fentanyl and other illegal drugs. Trump said two people were killed. The two survivors will be sent back to Ecuador and Colombia. The U.S. military has conducted strikes against six mostly Venezuelan vessels in the Caribbean and has killed at least 29 people. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Day 19 of the government shutdown and furloughed workers are not getting paid. CBS's Willie James Inman reports there's no end in sight.
Despite going without a government paycheck themselves, some furloughed federal workers like Sabrina Islam Rahman are turning out to support others.
I've been going through sort of a roller coaster of emotions. It's been tough.
This food drive outside the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, was set up around this weekend's No Kings protest in the capital region.
One of the things that we are seeing and hearing from affected workers is that they are hungry.
Less than 2 weeks until Halloween. If you need to go buy your candy stash to hand out to all the trick-or-treaters, you may be in for sticker shock. A report by Finance Buzz found that Halloween candy prices have increased more than triple the rate of inflation since 2020, with tariffs and cocoa costs likely driving further increases. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Getting divorced? Chances are you will marry again.
Divorced Americans might not have to worry about being alone. Chances are remarriage is in their future. That's according to an analysis of federal data by the Pew Research Center. Pew says about 1.8 million Americans got divorced in 2023, but eventually two-thirds of divorced Americans marry again. Men and women are remarrying at a fairly similar rate, though divorced men are slightly more likely to remarry than women, Pew found. A slight caveat the analysis showed was that widows are less likely to remarry than women who have been divorced. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Taylor Swift just donated $100,000 to 2-year-old Lila Smoot, who's battling brain cancer. On TikTok, the little girl called Swift her friend.
Did you say she's your friend? Yeah.
On the GoFundMe page her family set up, Swift wrote, "Sending the biggest hug to my friend, Lila." Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers through about mid-morning, otherwise breezy and much colder with high temperatures only in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the lower 40s. A bit warmer on Monday with plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 60s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Where I wanna go.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Well, you could have been anything that you the afternoon.
Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. What time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you. With each day comes a new way of loving you.
Mist in a land called Honolulu.
magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the messing where you shouldn't have been a messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Organizers of the anti-Trump No Kings protests say there were a total of 2,600 of them in all 50 states and the District of Columbia yesterday. These people were among the protesters.
I want to be able to tell my future children that I was here, that I stood on the right side of history.
We love America. We hate what they're trying to do to America.
The message is no kings. The message is the Constitution of the United States is a wonderful document that matters.
Hundreds of Americans protested in major European cities as well, including London and Paris. President Trump says the U.S. has plans for the two men rescued by Navy helicopters from a sub attacked by the U.S. Navy in the Caribbean on